Radio.
Oh, my, oh, on the radio, we are back. How about that, everybody? Buddy, really, we made it back. Pretty much, we have been gone for 5 months all throughout the summer, so on and so forth. We are back in the house right before the football season starts, and it does start tonight. College football starts tonight. First of all, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Oh, got a lot to go through today. We are going through my 2016 college football preview. We'll talk about a couple of games that go on this weekend, as they keep on telling you this is the greatest opening college football weekend of all time. Well, we'll see about that. Next week, talk about my pro football preview. We'll talk about the results that happened this weekend. We will talk about baseball. You know how we do it here. We will be rocking and rolling, getting it along. We're on a weird time. Yes, I know we're on at noon. Do not expect this to be a regular time. We will normally be on at 6 or 7 in the evening, depending on the day. We will be sometimes we will be in the morning. That will pretty much always be at 9 o'clock. You can guarantee we'll pretty much never be on at 12 noon. But we are on 12 noon today. All right. Now, we could real quick in baseball. This is going to be really short. It's my favorite time of year. It's September. I hate the call-ups, but it's my favorite time of year here. Pennant race time. My Giants, they're 2 games out. I have no idea how in the world the Dodgers came back with an 8-run ninth inning last night. But it is what it is. Is my O's, they're fighting, they're scrambling. They have very little starting pitching, but they're trying to get into the playoffs, because they got the best home run bats maybe in the last, would it be fair to say, 90 years since the 27 Yankees? You haven't seen any power like this. The problem is that's the only way they can score, and that's their issue there. And pro football, you know we're going to talk about the Colin Kaepernick issues. We're going to have our pro football preview. How do I like the Skins? How do I like the Raiders? What am I going to say about the Cowboys with no Tony Romo again? And then, but today, it's about the college football preview. Oh, yeah, you know that's my time. You know I'm not one of those who really loves the NFL. I like the NFL, but I love college football, even with all the ills that it brings out and the such. It's just something about college football. And we're going to go over the FBS top 25 I got rolling on here. We're going to put up our All-American team, those who just missed and the such. I will be talking about my schools, the HBCUs, and a little bit of FCS next week. So everybody hold on and let's buckle up. We're going to get it rolling. Top 25, that's right. Right, and we're going to start with number 25, and that will be the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, I know a lot of people are looking at me like, what? Who? What are you talking about? Well, this team is loaded. Offensively, they might be better than they were last year. The problem is their schedule. Their schedule is something to behold. I haven't seen a schedule like this in a little while, but we'll talk about that later. Hey, they still got Mason Rudolph out there to be the quarterback, but this year they have a new weapon. His name is Barry Sanders. Yeah, the junior transferred from Stanford, made it on over to Oklahoma State. Their defense, it's still got a lot to be desired, but they do have a star over there in Jordan Stearns. He is a player. Hey, I don't know what Oklahoma State's going to be able to do, but their schedule is the one that has difficulty. They're at Baylor, they're at Kansas TCU, and they're at Oklahoma. The only game they're at home is against Texas. They got a rough schedule, but this team can score. Mike Gundy, he's one of the real underrated coaches out there. They have 10 returning starters. Watch out for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Boys. Now, number 24. Oh, this hurt me a little bit, but I had to drop him down. It's my boys in Chapel Hill, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Look here. They got themselves a sweet team last year. They underachieved, in my opinion. People say, what? Well, look at the team. They came up. They lost their first game to South Carolina, and then they didn't lose until they played in the ACC championship game against Clemson and barely lost that. And then they came up and they got splashed in the Russell Atlantic Bowl against Baylor. So they pretty much, they lost their first game in their last two games, and they won 11 in the middle. To me, that's kind of like underachieved. Well, this year, they have just a little bit different because Marquise Williams is gone, but they got the rest of it. They got pretty much everybody else. Quinshon Davis is not back. But everybody else is back. Problem is going to be quarterback. Mitch Trubisky, how well is he going to be able to handle it? Don't know how that's going to roll, but hey, Larry Fedora, he's one of the best. I don't even think he's going to be there next year, tell you the truth. They start out the season with Georgia, which is one of the issues that I have with them. If you look at their schedule, they come up, they play Georgia, then they go to Florida State, they go to Miami, they go to Duke. They have Pitt and Virginia Tech at home. But the problem is going to be that Miami and Florida State in Florida. That's going to be a problem. That's why I have them at 24. Number 23 is Georgia. Hey, come on now. We got them up here at number 23. Now, just found out today, Grayson Lambert, he will be the starter to open the season. But I do believe the freshman, Jacob Eason, will be the quarterback midway into the season. I do not think that Grayson Lambert will stay the quarterback. And I'm not going to even totally poo-poo Bryce Ramsey from having a shot to get the job at that. So, but they got Nick Chubb back. He's finally healthy. They'll have Sony Michel off the bench. But where they're missing, where will the defense be coming from? They lost a ton. The main dude Leonard Floyd, he's not there. They do still have a lot coming because it is Georgia Bulldogs. And this year, though, the difference is they have Kirby Smart. That's right, no Mark Richt. Mark Richt is someplace else. We will talk about him in a little while. Well, I think they will be solid, number 23 in the country. Number 22. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. Hey, now, a lot of people question me on this. Nebraska, what in the world? What are you looking at? Hey, Nebraska last year, they had a whole lot of close calls. Barely lost to BYU, barely lost to Miami, barely lost to Wisconsin, barely lost to Northwestern, and then they barely lost to Iowa. They were a team that were in almost every game. Mike Riley did a great job. Well, here they come. They're all coming back. Tommy Armstrong, I think he's going to have a solid year. He had a decent year last year. Threw too many interceptions. Didn't complete enough passes. But this year, I think he's going to really improve. Worked out with Brett Favre this offseason. Watch for him to do well. And you know I like Jordan Westerkamp, the wide receiver over there. Terrell Newby, he ain't ready to get it done. They have sophomores over there, Mikael Wilbon and Devin Azagu, is ready to rock and roll. Bro, both of them sophomores, they better, they're gonna have some stuff rolling. Watch out for Stanley Morgan. Morgan, I know his name rings a bell. Well, he's a sophomore this year. He can fly. So yeah, they got a lot of seniors over there at the wideouts, but they got some speed coming over there off the bench as well. That's Nebraska at 22. Gotta get it moving here. We're going to UCLA at 21. Hey, I would really like this team, but for some reason I have them being adrift. I don't have them being as sharp as, you know, what would be thought to be the case. Hey, Josh Rosen, he was really good as a freshman. He got to be better as a sophomore, right? You would say so. But where are his weapons? When Paul Perkins, he's no longer there. They got Satoye Jumbo, the freshman last year. He's going to be starting this year. Where's the wide receivers? Last year they had Jordan Payton. They don't have him this year. Here, but watch out for the name. D.O. Howard, freshman, one of the best freshman wide receivers coming in the country. He will be there. Just watch out for this team. I'm ready. They really have been solid under Jim Moore. Or I got them at 23 because I'm really not sure about the defense. I know they returned 9. I know they improved upon the year before last year. Here they got Javon Brown, who I like. They got Tarichus McKenzie, but I just do not feel that this team is really going to go that far above USC. I do have them winning their side of Pac-12, though. Number 20, I have Michigan State. Ooh, I know Big Ten fans are pouting. What? Number 23? I mean, number 20? Are you kidding? I know Spartan Nation is like, oh, my gosh, he is falling off the short end of the truck. Well, hey, last year they went 12-2. To me, they were really fortunate. They were the fortunate team. They barely beat. We already know about the miracle at the Big House. They somehow got by Ohio State. They somehow got by Iowa. Now, what I'm sure y'all going to say, well, what about the Nebraska game? I understand. But that is the flip of the coin when you're in so many close games. I think that's not going to be the case this year because now they got a new quarterback. And Tyler O'Connor, I know he's a sophomore. Hey, they got people they got to try to implement in there. Remember the name Donnie Corley? He's a freshman. R.J. Sheldon's still there. Hey, their defense should still be solid. Malik McDowell, one of the best defensive tackles in the nation. That's the number 20 team. Whoa, I really got to get going here. Here, number 19, Ole Miss. Hey, I'd say – the Rebels, they're going to be here, and they're going to be a solid team. Not really trying to denigrate them, but, hey, the SEC is loaded. And this year, they do have Chad Kelly back. But wide receiver-wise, they're missing their main people. They do have Evan Engram back at tight end then. But where are the mainstays? They're not there. They only return 5 starters from offense, only 5 on defense. Hey, DeMarcus Gates, he's still over there as linebacker. Marquise Haynes, one of the best pass rushers in the country. They're still over there at defensive end. But the Rebels, I just think they're going to drop off. Number 18, the Oregon Ducks. Now, 18. I know Duck Nation's not happy, but the fact of the matter is, hey, you're trying this again, graduate transfer, this time Dakota Ruka out of Montana State. He's coming over now. Okay. Well, we know last year, hear what happened when Vernon Adams got hurt, fell apart. Well, here we go again. Let's see what happens. Royce Freeman, he'd be one of the best running backs in the country. Darren Carrington, he might be one of the best wide receivers in the country. You know the defense is just going to hold on just enough because last year they were truly awful. No one even understands. They were awful last year. 30, They gave up over 37 points a game on defense, and they were still 9-4. That's how good their offense was last year. Number 17, the Baylor Bears. Now, this should be an interesting story here, because Baylor last year, they could have won the whole enchilada. They could have won the whole thing. They had one problem. Their quarterback got hurt. Seth Russell, he's back. But last year he got hurt. When he left, they were one of the top teams in the country, and then they couldn't beat anybody. Well, now he's back, and he has Shaquelin Woods still in the backfield. He still has KD Cannon out there at wide receiver. But you have over there, again, you got that defense. Trayvon Blanchard, one of the few dudes out there that you give quality to over in that defense. They should be good, but how big and how important will the loss of I can't remember his name. Good grief. The head coach, I can't remember. we'll get to that later. How good would a coaching change be at Baylor? Art Riles. There we go. How could I forget his name? Name one of the biggest names in high school ball in Texas when I was down there. Anyway, Baylor, number 17. Number 16, how about Boise State? Remember them, everybody? Remember when Boise State was like a popular pick all the time to do well? Well, I got them back there. I got them right back there doing well again. I really like their quarterback, Brett Rippon, probably because last time my Skins won a Super Bowl, his uncle, Mark Rippon, was the quarterback back, but he was big time. Brett Rippon was this year. Last year, he was big time as a freshman. He's going to be bigger time now. To me, the most underappreciated running back in the country was Jeremy McNichols. He's still going to be back there. You also have Thomas Freeback. He's going to be over there. Boise State, they're really going to be good this year. If they can withstand the Washington State and Oregon State they have on their second and third games, watch out for this team. They'll be better than 9-4 this year, in my opinion. Then comes, I know I'm going to hear it now. That's right. I got the Hurricane. Number 15 in the country. I know I'm going to hear it. Mark Richt is going to make that much difference. That's right. I told you you're going to hear Mark Richt's name again. Yeah, he's back at home. Came back to Miami. Yes, Brett Kaya is still up over there. Miami, they're loaded all up and down offensively. But you know what I've been on. I've been on the same thing defensively. They're going to have to get a lot better. And, of course, they lost two of their best defensive players from last year, in Jermaine Grace and then Al-Khalid Muhammad in breaking team rules. So we shall see how they do. I got them at 15. Number 14. Ooh, this is a blow to my ego. The University of Houston Cougars. Woo! Yes, they're going to be really good this year. Come up, start the season in Houston, but not at home, not at their home stadium. They're going to be at NRG against Oklahoma, maybe their biggest opening game ever. No, definitely their biggest opening game ever. Well, let's just say their biggest opening game in at least 30 years. And Greg Ward's still back there to do the damage. Their issue is going to be who's going to run the ball. They do have Duke Catlon transfer from Texas. He might be the dude running the ball. He might do some damage this year. Houston defense, they keep on getting better and better. This time, watch out for the inside linebacker, Stephen Taylor, one of the real good players out there, middle linebacker that still gets sacks. It's one of the real different things out there. Anyway, number 13. Their name, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They were 10-3 last year. They should be solid again this year. Deshone Kizer, he comes back. after, you know, having a solid year last year. How about Malik Zaire? Where is he going to be in all this? He's going to be there as well. You got Josh Adams, one of the real real big time freshmen last year in the nation, and they are a solid team. Notre Dame's offense, you know that. Defensively, they haven't been big time in a long time, not since Manti Te'o left, and they were in the national championship game getting blown up by Alabama. But the fact of the matter is, they're getting better. Better, Max Redfield, he is one of the best safeties in the country out there. And then Isaac Rochelle, he can really get after the quarterback over there in South Bend. Number 12 will be the Iowa Hawkeyes. Oh, wait. I like, you know how much I like my main man, Kirk Ferentz. I've always said he's the best coach in the country. Last year, he almost pulled off a miracle of all miracles that went 12-0, lost the Big Ten title game, and then lost the bowl game to Stanford. Here they come. They're back again, and they should be doing well. C.J. Beathard is still the quarterback. Got to wonder, can LaShawn Daniels handle the whole load at running back, or is Akroon Widely going to get some run this year? He could. And Mark Vandenberg going to be the main man at wide receiver, but it's going to be their defense. Desmond King, best cover man in the country, doing it over there at Iowa. Number 11, oh, I know I'm going to hear this. Oh, I know I'm going to hear it. The Michigan Wolverines at number 11. 11. Whoa. They come up here. We don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. I'm saying it's going to be Wilton Sprite. That's what most people think it's going to be, even though I believe John O'Korn is better, but that's a whole different story. Listen here, the running game, Devon Smith and Ty Isaac, they're going to do their thing here and there. J. Rude, Chaisson, going to be doing their thing. I still think Jake Butt is the best tight end. I thought he was last year, if you remember. They should be solid, but they just do have those hiccups at Iowa, at Michigan State, at Ohio State. That's a problem. And we're not even talking about Penn State, who could mess around there, get somebody. Same thing with Wisconsin. So I got them at 11. Number 10, got Washington. Washington is going to surprise a lot of people this year here in the Pac-12. Jake Browning was, again, another big-time freshman quarterback who played very well last year. We'll be back this year. Miles Gaskin was one of the real unknown running backs in the country. Nobody knows who he is. He should be doing their thing. The offensive line is almost all back. The defense, it returns 7 starters, led by Azeem Victor and Keyshawn Berea. Yeah, big-time team are the Huskies over there in Seattle, Washington. Got to go to number 9. That'll be the Tennessee Volunteers. What? Where did they come from? Prize. The orange and white, they are back. Bush Jones got them doing some big-time things. Josh Dobbs is one of the real big-time QBs. He's over there in the SEC, who can actually throw the ball, a brother that can throw the ball. Thanks, heaven. Anyway, Jalen Hurd, one of the probably might be the best running back that's unknown in the SEC. See, Tennessee should be solid defensively. Jalen Reeves-Maven, one of the real big-time talents out there, along with Derek Burnett. They're really nice. Tennessee should be really good. Number 8, you know I love my Stanford Cardinal. Hey, they're starting Ryan Burns this year. I'm surprised Keller Chris didn't get it. It is what it is. They still have Christian McCaffrey, one of the most versatile players in the country. It's going to be all about how they do their defense defensively. They have got to mess around there, replace Blake Martinez, Nez, and Isaiah Shizu. And, you know, you have people that can do it. Peter Kambali is going to be one of them. Kevin Palmer, he's going to be another one of them. How good will Quentin Meeks and Elijah Holder be? at cornerback, both sophomores. We'll see how they do. That's number eight. Number seven, Oklahoma. Like I said, they're going to be going up against Houston first. They should be really good. Baker Mayfield will be the quarterback, but you know who I love. My man, Mr. Perrine. I still say, best running back in the country out there in Oklahoma. Then the defense, that's the one that's, you know, when you talk about Oklahoma, but it's always how good will they be defensively when it comes to Bob Stoops, Jordan Evans, Amir Thomas. We'll see that they will not be awful there. They're, that's number seven. Number six, LSU. Got the Tigers number six. Yeah, you know Leonard Fournette is the main man. Malachi Dupree is one of the best wide receivers. Their problem is simple. Well, and defensively, I mean, they're just a load to be loaded. I mean, that group is unbelievable. Just go down the line, Kendall Beckwith, Jamal Adams. Oh, my goodness. Lewis Neal. They just load them up. They're big time all over the place. They don't have a quarterback. Brandon Harris, he can't get it done. He hasn't got it done yet. Why is he still quarterback? I have no idea. That's why they're number six. Number five, get ready to fall over the place. The TCU Horned Frogs. Oh, yeah, I know everybody's falling out now. That's real nice. That's right. I got TCU. Gary Patterson doing the thing. Hey, they got Kenny Hill at quarterback. Remember Thrill Hill over at A&M a couple of years ago? He's the one that's over there now. Now, man and the troops over there. They're over there at TCU. Remember how good they were last year? Well, they returned defensive starters. Remember, they were terrible defensively last year, but they returned everybody. They should be a lot more solid this season, TCU. You, Florida State, I got them making the playoffs at number four. They start off the season with Ole Miss. Not an easy one. Hey, they do have Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook's going to be big time. Hey, one of the best running backs in the country, definitely. Hey, I'm really a Travis Rudolph fan. But there's going to be all about DeAndre Francois. How good can he play being a freshman? Not that much experience, but we'll see. We'll see early. Like I said, they start off with Ole Miss. Derwin James, one of the best defensive players in the country. Gentry, just mark that down. Love him. That's number four. Number three, got the Ohio State Buckeyes. They only have three players back on defense, three players back on offense, and it doesn't matter because they have J.C. Barnett back, and they're gonna do damage. Watch Mike Weber. He's a freshman. He's going to kill this year. Raekwon McMillan, linebackers in the country, big deal when it comes to the Buckeyes. They're not going to play that. They're going to be in the playoffs. Number two, do we really need to say it? You know who it is. The Alabama Crimson Tide. Yes, I have them in the championship game. When don't I? I mean, geez, a freak. They got a pro team. Yeah, I know. They lost their quarterback again. They lost their running back again. And who do they bring back? They bring back Calvin Ridley, who's one of the best wide receivers in the country. They bring back O.J. Howard, one of the best tight ends in the country. We already know how good their defense is, and it might be better this year. And the fact is they're coming up with Cooper Bateman at quarterback, Damon Harris at running back. But my number one team in the country will be the Clemson Tigers. I got them winning the whole thing this year, everybody. Deshaun Watson, remember I had him number four last year. I had him in the playoffs. This year I have him winning the whole deal. Deshaun Watson going to do his thing. Wayne Gallman going to do his thing. You already know Scott and Williams are the best tandem at wide receiver, and then you got my man Carlos Watkins at defensive tackle. I got Clemson number one. Look, we're going to take care of the All-Americans next week. That's not a problem. We're going to tell the results. Then fall preview next week. We're going to start getting this thing rolling like we normally do. But remember, 6, 7 in the evening or 9 o'clock in the morning. Talk to you later. Toodaloo and bye-bye. Ugh.